This is Creepy and Geeky, a part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. Welcome to Creepy and Geeky. I'm your host, Robert, and on today's MCU episode, we're talking about Black Panther. Joining me for this episode is friend, frequent guest, and fellow podcaster, Donna the Dead. Welcome back to the show, Donna.
Hey, thank you so much for having me back. You know I love visiting you.
Of course. And I love having you come and visit me as much as possible.
I know people are getting so tired of hearing me, but you know what? I've been your friend for a long time. I reserved my spot a long time ago.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm going to have you on as much as I can get you on. If I could make you a permanent co-host, I probably would. So, all right. Well, we are talking the first Black Panther movie today, which was a huge deal for the MCU. I would like to acknowledge that this is not the first Black superhero that's ever been on film, even though, you know, some people like to forget that Blade exists. Mm-hmm. And even farther back, I mean, there are other non-Marvel related superheroes that have been in other things. But this is the real, like, in terms of Marvel, the first big mainstream, and especially for the MCU, this is the first big Marvel thing. With a Black hero and predominantly Black cast, Black
director,
Black director. Mm-hmm. Just everybody on board is just doing it right this time. So it's this is we're deep into phase three. This is now I'm blanking.
No, it's okay.
This is the episode. This is the movie just before Infinity War. So this is, you know, the last movie before we get the big giant everybody in the MCU crossover.
Right.
So it's a huge deal. So. This is, for me, it was a big deal and a really big, awesome, fun movie. But what was your, take on it?
So I can tell you, I was glad that I got to see this in theaters. It was really, I don't know if I can describe it, but it was a really amazing experience to go see it. And I was already kind of keyed up when we saw his first appearance in, what was it, Civil War. So I was already kind of hyped up and I was already like, okay, so this movie is gotta be top tier, one of the best ones, because like you stated, it's one of our first MCU, you know, Black superheroes. Black Panther has always been one of my favorite characters in the comics, just because I grew up with uncles who introduced me to that character. And, you know, being someone who's an African-American and then seeing that kind of rich kind of heritage in the comics with Wakanda and the way that, you know, T'Challa and everybody carries themselves, to see it on the big screen, I'm telling you, MCU has made me feel like a kid every time I watch one of these movies, because, you know, you pore over these comics as a teen or as a preteen. And then when you get to see it as an adult, it's like, you really get transported back to being a kid. And it was just a really awesome experience. And then you got to see how so many people loved dressing up to go see this movie. I was not one of those people, but it was nice to see it all over social media. You know, people wearing all of the African cloths and the clothes and just kind of really coming very regal and royal and really just kind of embodying that feeling of, you know, that Wakanda spirit and being a part of this one huge tribe. I can't tell you. I mean, I was smiling from the very first time I saw it come up in theaters, it's like, oh my God, this is crazy. What is going on? And you know, I always have to impart my mom in these things, but I it makes me a little sad, and it's a happy sad because I know my mom
Right.
would definitely would have been one of those people dressing up in like her finest gear to go see this movie like over and over and over. So, you know, it's almost I feel like almost a part of her was there with me watching it because as much as I geeked out over this film, my mother would have completely had a heart attack. She would have just been like, "Okay, we're going every weekend. We're going to support this movie every weekend." And not to mention that Chadwick Boseman is a South Carolinian, so we definitely were going to go see this movie every weekend if we could. But you know, just like you said, to see to have Ryan Coogler be this, you know, young up and coming black director, and he was already well known for the movies he did, like with Michael B. Jordan, The Fruitvale Station, and you know, all of these other things. But
Right.
he really knew what he was doing when he brought these characters to life, and everybody, like you said, just they played their part and they played it so well. You almost felt
Yeah.
like you were going into Wakanda with these people and learning about everything that was going on. It was beautiful. It was one of my top favorite cinematic performances and one of my top favorite cinematic movie outings of that year because I think it blew me away. I was super excited, as you can tell by
Yeah.
me going on.
No, yeah, that's a, you know, for me, you know, I enjoyed it a lot. I like the character from the comic books. And that's the thing. Like, I don't know if I've really I mean, I know I've talked about it a lot that, you know, I come from comic books. I've been reading comic books my whole life. And how much this means to me in general, the MCU, getting to see this, anytime getting to see any Marvel characters has been great. But once the MCU came together and they started doing all the crossover stuff and making it really feel like the comic books, I don't think that anybody who didn't read the comic books before that point can really understand what this means to people like us. This is like, you know, people, I know there are people who've come to the comic books later or and maybe dabbled in them a little bit, but people who really read the comic books when they were kids, way before these came out, and just really kind of enjoyed the Marvel universe as a whole, once these movies came out, it was next level. It was everything that we loved about the comic books come to real life. And that's why anytime anybody kind of poo-poos them nowadays, and I'm not going to say that they haven't made missteps. They totally have all along
Of
the way.
course.
But that's how it is even in the comic books. Not every comic book is like the best thing ever. We've read tons of, you know, bad Marvel comics.
Shitty comic books,
Yeah. And so, but it's about the universe and it's about how everything connects and the small little Easter eggs that they put in and everything that, you know, are there for the comic book fans who like are going to catch something that nobody else is going to catch. That's what makes it so cool and fascinating for us. And it's just, it's that kind of attention to detail, both like by, you know, Kevin Feige and everybody involved, everybody who gets involved in these and really dives deep and really focuses on all that stuff and really pays attention to those little details. It just makes you as a fan just so much happier that you get to finally see this on screen. Because I could, like, honestly, like as much as I love this now, I couldn't have imagined that they would ever actually do it like this. Especially after we got the Spider-Man movies and we got the Fantastic Four movies and the X-Men stuff and everything. They were okay. They were fun, but they weren't
Nothing
what we
to
have
this level.
now.
Yeah, nothing to this level. And then what's so great about it too is I always tell people things happen right on time, not to sound all new agey, but we really needed to wait to get to this phase of the MCU to get these kind of effects, to get those that particular director that had that vision. It wouldn't have worked, you know. You would have had somebody who was might have been young and out of the gate and not know what they were doing, but You could tell by the way that he directed this film, he clearly was a fan, and he talked to the characters and talked to the actors about, the characters they were portraying, and it just came across so flawlessly. Like everything just came across like it was just real. I don't know if I can, yeah, it just, to me, it did anyway. There was just so much heart and so much humor and so much regalness and royalty. Everything just felt so authentic to me. And when I watched this movie, and I did a rewatch the other day, and I was just like, man, this movie slaps like hell. It's just like so good.
It does. Yeah. No, it's really good. Everybody is so good in this movie. Everybody is like cast on point. We get so many great actors in this. I mean, we've already mentioned Chadwick Boseman, of course, and nothing about anything Black Panther related goes without him. Like that's
No.
that he's everything. Like even the new movie, the Wakanda Forever movie, that lays upon the shoulders of his legacy.
It
And
really does. And that says a lot because his performance was so wonderful. It was just, and I had seen him in other things before. I saw him in the James Brown biopic Get Up, and then I saw him in the, I think it was what, 42, is it Jackie Robinson? I'm not
Jackie
a sports
Robinson.
person, but I
I
watched that
think
movie.
so.
Yeah, and it was really, and he's really good at playing these real life people, but man, just everything about him, he just had a lot of heart. He had a lot of charisma. There was a lot of, you could tell when he was really just kind of sad, and everything he conveyed, it just came across so real. And that, like, you're right, it really is on his so shoulders, but he does know how to carry it. It
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a more charismatic actor. And I know back in the day, like in the 80s, at one point, I think Wesley Snipes wanted to play this character, and I think there was some talk about Denzel Washington. I was like, eee, I don't think I could see either of them in this role. Sorry. Now, I love both of them. I'm just saying, I don't think I could see them.
No, I think Blade was perfect for Wesley Snipes, and I think this role was perfect for Chadwick Boseman. I mean, and that's the thing. I think you almost needed somebody who wasn't a huge name.
Exactly.
You needed somebody who obviously had the chops to do the acting in this,
But
but
wasn't like
somebody
a Will
who,
Smith or somebody that you can't unsee that character that he always plays in a movie? Nothing against these people. Once again, I love these
No.
actors. But like with we've had this discussion before, like when we saw Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, it's like, who the fuck is Hugh Jackman? And now you can't think of anything but Hugh Jackman when you think of Wolverine. So with him not being a household name for us, Hugh Jackman, that was perfect, because if it had been anybody else, we would have been like, oh no, we've seen him do XYZ. I don't want to see that guy do that. He was just perfect. And not only was he perfect, I was kind of like, when I say unfortunately, I was shocked that I enjoyed Michael B. Jordan as a villain. I didn't think I would ever, because he's always the nice guy. He's always the nice, and the nice guys always want to play one villain. Denzel played one in Training Day. We always want to play somebody dastardly because everybody knows that you're the nice person. But he really was selling it as Killmonger. I mean, he really was bringing it in this movie.
No, yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Going back to Bozeman real quick. He like that's the interesting thing is about like because of his death now that he will be out forever remembered as the Black Panther, as
Oh,
T'Challa.
hands
He that
down.
will the be the role that he will have, and it'll be hard. They will eventually recast. I know they
They
will.
will.
It's just going to be a matter of time. But I like that they didn't recast him right away, that they
Me
decided to
too.
just move on and that we'll get somebody else down the road, and that's fine. But for right now, he is T'Challa so much that he'll never not be him for so
He's the
many.
shining prince of what we, and I say we very liberally, but of what that African country of Wakanda needed. It's the same thing as a lot of African Americans. We see him as this really awesome example of what people can be. And You're right. It's forever etched in our brains and our hearts. That's who he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's I think he would just, and that's the great thing about it is that, you know, he did so well in the role that nobody can take it away from him.
Nope.
And that, and to find out that he had cancer the entire time, from the first moment he put on that suit, he had cancer, like
Yeah.
the whole time. Like, and that's what's crazy. He did everything he did that whole time fighting that battle. And it's just heartbreaking in the end. I mean, I'm glad that we got the time we did with him because he
Yeah.
was so good in that role and he did so good. And I love that he got to even do some voice work for the What If
For the
series.
what ifs, yeah.
Yeah. And so we got some last little bits with him before he was gone. And,
And he saw
you
it
know,
too. He could see
yeah.
in the kids and the fans and even the kids that didn't share the same hue as he did.
Yeah.
So many kids looked up to this character and so many kids were enamored with him and you know in awe of him and he knew that that was a nice gift that he could leave everybody. I love the fact that you know yes we lost him but when you think about all of the interviews and stuff that he did, he was always smiling. He was always very gracious.
Yeah.
He never put on a, you know, a pity party. He didn't want people to remember him that way. And I
Yeah.
think that itself is courageous because I don't know if I could be that strong in the public eye and, you know, do a press release and interview after interview and still just know your time is short. I mean, our time is always
Yeah.
short. We know we have limited time here, but I mean, to know that he had that going on and then he was still just one of the most humble people out here and so gracious with everybody. It broke my heart. I know it broke everybody's heart, but it
Yeah.
broke my heart. And you're right. We were very lucky that we had the time that we had with him because, man, he left a huge impression on not only the
Oh yeah.
MCU, but on so many people, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's what's interesting about it too, because it transcended everything else. Like, yes, it was a Marvel movie and everything like that, but the meaning behind everything with it was so much more than just the movie. You know, it was there was so much built into it. And thankfully, you know, it succeeded very well. You know, because I would have hated for it not to have succeeded and for people to go, oh, well, see, you don't need to be making movies like that. Screw that. You know, obviously it
Yeah.
did well enough and it proved to people that you can have a movie like this, make it, you know, very specifically African, and people will go to it. Lots of people will go to it. You know, it's not my culture, but I enjoyed the hell out of this movie.
Yeah, and people
So,
went time and time again. There were people going multiple
yeah,
times.
exactly. So, you know, that's what I love about it is because it transcended so much more than just what it was.
Right.
And that's what's great about it. I love that aspect of it. But yeah, getting back to Michael B. Jordan, he plays an excellent villain. I hadn't seen him in much before this. I think maybe the only thing I'd seen him in possibly was Chronicle.
Oh yeah, he was completely a goody-goody in that
Yeah.
movie.
And
And
so,
typically, go ahead. I didn't
yeah.
mean to interrupt.
No. And I was just saying that it just, I hadn't seen him in a lot. So I didn't have that back history with him of him just always playing a good guy and then him turning on the bad guy role, which is, you know, which is always fun when you've seen somebody playing nothing but good guys.
Well, it's so weird too because I kind of watched this kid grow up. Like I've seen him in numerous things throughout the year, but the thing I remembered and that stood out the most for me was he was actually on the HBO show The Wire, and he played one of the younger kids who sold drugs for like one of the larger kingpins, and
Okay.
you could tell he was gonna be a breakout star from what he kind of conveyed on The Wire. He was like, you
Yeah.
know, very sensitive and you know, he didn't know what he wanted to do, but that was the only life he knew. And He was very charismatic then. And then I started seeing him in like rom-coms. And of course, he started working out. So he was like taking his shirt off every 5 minutes, which I'm not mad at. I'm never mad when people want to take their shirt off, man or woman, take your shirt off. I don't care. But he's always playing such a nice, a nice person. And so when I saw this, I was like, can I really see him as Killmonger? And then after about 20 minutes of watching him, I was like, oh my God, this is insane. Like, he's really good at this.
Funny. Yeah, no, he's really good. He's an excellent villain, and he's one of the more what you would call sympathetic villains in the MCU. The ones that you can kind of agree with their grievance, but not their methods.
So that's what I love about some of the antagonists that we have in these Marvel movies. They really aren't wrong. They're not 100% wrong, and they're
Some
not
of them, yeah.
100% right.
Yeah.
Some of them. He is a good point. He's a good example of that because,
Yeah.
as we found out, he actually is the cousin to T'Challa, and had his father brought him back, Eric might not have turned out the way he did.
Exactly.
He
Yeah.
might have been an extra person to, be a second in command to T'Challa, or, as things turned out, he may have ended up being the next Black Panther. But,
Yeah.
for the want of a nail, they just left this kid. So, I can understand where he's coming from. I don't think he,
Right.
like you said, his methods aren't correct, but
Right.
I can see
Yeah.
why he's the way he is.
Yeah, and I think that's where most people who have watched the movies have come from is just that yes, we can all agree he had a good reason for doing what he did. He just went about it the wrong way. And I would say, like, another character, again, another Black Panther villain would be Namor, who
Oh yeah.
also has a good reason for doing what they do, but goes about it the wrong way.
Yeah, not
And
every antagonist is evil. They
no.
have a skewed vision of what they think is right, but
Right.
Namor is definitely another good example of that in these films,
Right.
because he just wants to protect his people just like they do.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, I think he's really good. I think, he's obviously, he was twisted by his grief and by his upbringing, and then, got twisted even more by being in the, government shadow ops stuff that he had to do, and exactly like Everett Ross tells everybody is that, this was what he was good at, toppling governments and,
Crushing regimes, sneaking
yeah.
in.
Yeah, doing everything he did, and that's what his goal was to basically he was going to use Wakanda to topple everybody else, and then once that was done, he was going to topple Wakanda. And so, and because he didn't care in the end, none of that mattered to him. He was all about the destruction of everybody in the end. So, because he couldn't see past that grief.
And it's that
So
one thing too that I always go back to. Yes, you had something that was wrong. You were wronged, and you had
right.
your father taken away from you. But a lot of people have their parents or loved ones taken away, and they find they find reason to keep going on and do better. They don't think to do
Right.
worse. And at no point
Yeah.
during his life did he think to do better with what he knew. He just thought
Exactly.
of, like you said, the grief. Sometimes grief, you just gotta let that shit go.
Yeah. And it's hard, it's hard to let that go, and I get it, but yeah, no, I agree with you that, this is that example of somebody who needed to take that step back, get some therapy, something other than doing what he ended up doing, because it just, ends up, there's no happiness for anybody in the end for that.
No,
So
it's one of the best quotes I ever heard was, when you have anger, It's like a curved dagger. It's a curved blade. You're not hurting anybody but yourself. So, you're poisoning yourself with all of this hate, and then that's all that you see. It's like somebody that can only
Exactly.
see bad things happening all the time. It's like the more you see that, that's all you're going to have is bad things happening because that's all you see. So, the more rage filled and more grief filled you are, that's all you're going to want. You're going to want to see people grieve like you grieve. You're going to want to, you feed off of that,
Right.
and it's unfortunate because he would have been one of the strongest allies in Wakanda if only they had just thought to bring that boy back home with them. That angers me just like it angered T'Challa. He wasn't
Yeah.
wrong for saying that they were wrong for leaving him because that's terrible.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. Even at the end, T'Challa's like, hey, we can save you. But Killmonger again could not see past, his own hatred at that moment. And he's like, you would just keep me in a cage.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you don't know that, Look at how T'Challa forgave what's his name? Bucky,
Oh, Bucky, yeah.
not that Bucky had anything to do with what happened, but that because Bucky was used in Civil War in those moments, but it's I think that this is what's interesting about the MCU also is that they deal with some heavy stuff. People like to dismiss a lot of this as just, flashy, beat 'em ups and everything like that. But they
No, they're
really are
going through
dealing
some
with some
shit.
heavy, they are going through some shit. And they're dealing with a lot of heavy thoughts and feelings and everything. And when you really, dig down into these, and you don't have to dig very deep. It's not like they're trying to hide these
Right.
these things. But it's just like, but it's that's what's great about going back and rewatching these a lot of times too, is that you can enjoy it on the fun, level of just, everybody beating each
The
other up. But
surface
then you
stuff,
can come
yeah.
back. Yeah. You can dig a little deeper and just enjoy it on those, more, metaphorical and, deeper levels that, there's more going on here than anything else. And I mean, it's like the whole real story of this movie is all about Wakanda having hidden for, centuries, becoming this technological marvel and not helping anybody else in the outside world, because they didn't want to be used. And which is fair, absolutely fair,
I
especially
mean,
after they've seen so many people, so many black people getting used and abused like that over the centuries. Like, of course
and
you're gonna,
historically,
yeah.
it's a historical thing, when people see that you have something that they can use for personal gain, they're gonna take as much of that as they can. And with Wakanda, they already knew these things. We use it for technology. You're going to use it to make weapons, and we really are not going to be a part of that. So I can understand them wanting to keep that quiet. I mean,
Yeah.
if
Yeah,
we
no,
really
I
think
agree.
about how once Killmonger gets there, that's the first thing he wants to do is weaponize everybody. Can you imagine? We see people, and not to be, I'm going to get preachy. I'm gonna get on my soapbox. I'm gonna get right back off, I swear. But we see people with guns. Guns are on the news every single day to the point where people don't even register that something has happened because we see gun violence every day. Can you imagine if we had people that had vibranium-filled weapons? I mean, they'd be capping
Right.
people up. Road rage would be ridiculous. You would just
Oh
see
yeah.
cars exploding every. I mean, rational people don't do weird things, but irrational people do. And to give these type of unthinkable weapons and then to wage a war and then to have other people also trying to take vibranium to make these weapons. And what was it that they said? It's undetectable to metal detectors, so they can
Yeah.
you could smuggle these things. When they said that in Wakanda Forever and people were trying to take I was like, oh my God. We would have so many world wars. It'd be like war every 5 minutes with these
Yeah.
weapons. It's insane.
Well,
I do love, oh, go ahead.
yeah. No. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I do love, however, how because of the technology, you know, everybody thinks that Wakanda is such a poor place. And I love that opening
Right.
scene where they go in, and this place looks like it's like, you know, in 2050. You know, it's like they have
Right.
like all of this amazing technology, and Shuri is like, you know, a mega hella genius, and I'm just like, this is insane. You know, we're thinking it's just gonna be like maybe upscale. I was thinking maybe upscale skyscrapers and stuff, but no, like things are running on vibranium, and they've got like, you know, it's just like the most beautiful place. Like, if I could move there, I would move there. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I would move right in. It'd be no question. Absolutely amazing. I mean, they're flying
Oh,
things
yeah.
without touching them. It's crazy.
Well, and then they've got the kimoyo beads and everything
The
else. It's just
kimoyo
like
bead.
they're
I
so
love it.
like everything is like so cool. And it's so fun to have read some of the Black Panther comic books beforehand and to see some of this translated, because the kimoyo beads were part of the comic book universe earlier on. The designs of the ships were taken straight out of the comic books. So there's so much that's just it's great to have
They knew
seen
what they were doing.
now
It's so
translated into
gorgeous.
live action. Oh yeah. So it's so much fun. And I was gonna rem all I was gonna say was, you see that part when they go into the club that Okoye and all of them walk through, and none of them set off
Alarmed.
the metal detector.
And then Claw
And then
does,
she,
right? Oh no, he doesn't, because he's got the vibranium arm too, doesn't he?
Well, no, he go no, they all go through and they all beep, and it doesn't matter that they beep him and his crew all beep. But yeah. What was I gonna say? But yeah, when Okoye pulls out that spear like
Right.
midway through and everything, you're just like, okay, yeah. So obviously those don't set off the metal detectors. So
That's crazy. I love that scene because she's so uncomfortable because she's wearing the wig and
that
she's
wig, yeah.
it's
It's
so
so funny.
cute.
Yeah,
And
but
this one did
yeah,
have a
no.
lot of humor too. I mean, they
Oh
kind
yeah.
of just they like really give Ross like hell, you know. They call him colonizer, and they do all of
Right.
these like really cool things.
The only two white guys in the whole movie are him and Andy Serkis. It's so funny. Because
Yeah,
the whole joke for
it's
this
really
movie is
funny
they're the Tolkien white
because
guys,
they were
because
two Tolkien
they were both Gollum and
characters. That's
what's his
so
name?
cute.
Not Frodo, was it the
Bilbo, was he Bilbo?
Bilbo, yeah. So
Yeah.
yeah. So it was just such a like such a great play on words, especially, you
That
know,
is
because
so
again,
great.
you know, you have so many movies filled with white people, and you get one or two black people. And it was great to just have that reverse this time.
Yeah,
And
it's
just
nice.
have,
And it's funny
yeah.
too, because when they bring Ross back to Wakanda, you know, obviously because he was shot. And I like Shuri's little comment, oh, great, another white boy for me to fix.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop laughing. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice to see
Yeah.
so many people in their element. And obviously, how did I forget to talk about Angela Bassett? Oh my
Oh no,
gosh.
yeah, we're gonna talk about all the characters, because
Okay.
I was just gonna get into that, like, because we still gotta talk about her, we gotta talk about Lupita, and then you know, Okoye
Gorgeous.
herself.
They're all so gorgeous and luminous. Oh my goodness, those ladies are radiant and strong as hell. Oh my gosh.
The only problem I had with it was just that Angela Bassett doesn't get much screen time for somebody of her stature, and I get that that's the chance she took in taking this role. Obviously, she's just gonna play the queen and everything like that. She's such a good actor. It always feels weird that she just doesn't get more screen time.
I think they just wanted to make certain that they had more screen time for Chadwick Boseman to
Oh,
really
of
kind of
course.
do his
Yeah.
thing. So I didn't mind that she didn't have as much, and I felt like she had a really good amount in this in the
Right.
Wakanda Forever, but she definitely was ever much a mom and a queen. You know, she always is a
Yeah.
queen as far as I'm concerned, but.
Well, she did awesome with what she had. That's as much as I said that, you know, she didn't get much. I think that
Right.
what she did have was so great. I mean, Angela Bassett just, you know, is always going to be above and beyond for
Always.
whenever she does any job. So it's always great to see her on screen. But yeah, her and like I said, we get Lupita Nyong'o playing Nakia, which is great. You know, it's always fun seeing her and stuff. And then and I can't think of her name right now, the one that plays Okoye.
Denai Guerra. I always butcher her
Yeah,
name. I know it's Denai
same.
Guerra, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
So I like the fact that we get both Lupita and Winston Duke in this movie because they both
Yes.
were.
Yes, in us. Yes,
So
us fans right here.
yeah, it was very nice to see that.
Yeah. And I think this actually does this, I think this predates us.
By a year, yeah.
Yeah. So it's yeah, it's yeah, I love Winston Duke in this. Yeah, he's like there's so many
Oh,
people to
and
talk about in
Baku
this
is
movie.
so great. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. He is like everybody's annoying big brother. I absolutely love that character so much. And he is definitely the comic relief we needed at the later point in the movie where they come in there
Right.
and he's like, you know, quiet or I'll feed you to my children. And then he goes, oh no, we're vegetarians.
Right.
What? It's just his presence is really great. Everybody just brought their A game to this movie, and I was very, very happy to see it. And it was nice to see Martin Freeman too. I know
Oh yeah. I
my
love Martin
husband,
Freeman.
I do too, and I've loved him ever since The Office, the British version of The Office. But my husband and I always joke. We say, my husband said, "Do you think he'd be invited to the cookout?" And I said, "Yeah, he definitely would be invited to the cookout in Wakanda. They would not have a problem with him." Agent Ross is definitely coming to the cookout. Him and
That's too funny.
Bucky, they're the only two that
Yeah,
will
yeah.
ever be allowed to the cookout. That's it.
Maybe Cap. Yeah.
Maybe Cap. If Bucky brings
Definitely
him,
not
then it
Stark.
gets no. But Cap can come if Bucky brings him, he can fix a plate.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
he would be okay
This is plus
with
one. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so
Oh, that's
funny.
too funny.
But yeah, and then you know Shuri, I'm forgetting
Yes.
Shuri, the kid genius. My gosh, that girl's brain was off the charts, and she made such great designs.
Yeah.
I just
Oh,
was
yeah.
so impressed with everything, and she also brought comic relief too, like ever much the little sister to you know the king
Right.
that she gets to humble all the time.
Right. Always gets to knock him down in a peg or two. Just like, little sisters are supposed to.
Any other little sister, right? Yeah, the
Yeah.
sibling thing was really nice. And
Yeah.
that was another case of, you know, when we got to Wakanda Forever, it broke my heart that she was so heartbroken throughout that whole movie
Right.
and also consumed with grief. Like you said, these movies, they have a lot on the surface, but there's a lot underneath that's
Yeah.
really heavy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that phase four, a lot of people complained about it, but when you look at it once you kind of look at it all together, you can see that the through line through all the movies is grief. Because it's the after effects of Endgame and how the world moves on after that and how all these characters move on after that. So it's definitely something that is great about the MCU. Like I said before, it's just always there's always something more there than just the
And just
surface.
comics. Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why I always love Marvel so much because
Yeah.
they kind of just delve into a lot of things, you know. At one point, Tony Stark was an alcoholic. You know, we have a lot of people that have a lot of grief because they lose people, and you know, Xavier loses a lot of people, and you know, Dark Phoenix is Dark Phoenix, and they don't know what to do. You know, it's just
Yeah.
you feel bad for all these people, and think about somebody like Logan, the character Wolverine. He's always going to lose people because he's old and people
Yeah.
die and he
Yeah.
can't save everybody. So you know, there's always a lot more going on in these comics, and I think that's why I love them so much. And this movie
Same.
had the same effect on me. It was like there was so much going on in this, and I felt so bad because On one hand, I understand why Killmonger, why Eric was the way he was, and then you feel bad because here it is, T'Challa knew nothing of this child. And what was I'm drawing a blank now. Forrest Whitaker's character,
Zuri.
he knew about this
Yeah.
kid the whole time, and he never
Yeah.
once said anything to anybody. And it's all of these secrets. And just like any other family, every family has some secret. And here
Right.
it is. He knew that this kid was out there, and they probably could have gone back to get him at any point.
That's just what baffles me about the whole thing too, is just like, why would you leave the kid behind? Like even despite whatever you had to do to stop, his brother or his father and everything, which is understandable, don't get me wrong,
Right.
but you, by leaving him there, you brought the vengeance upon yourself.
You
You know,
brought it on yourself.
if you had brought him in and,
Raised him
and
there.
raised him right, then things would have been a whole lot different. You know,
And you could
maybe
have
not
also.
completely different, but you would have hopefully have cut off some of that, because obviously there was that internal strife with Wakabi. You know, he felt the same way that Killmonger did,
Yeah.
and that's why he readily embraced him. Again, another great actor, Daniel
Oh,
Kaluuya,
love him.
from Get Out and Nope. So he's more Jordan Peele connections.
Yeah.
But
But it's true though. If
yeah.
they had, even despite killing Eric's father, which was his brother,
Right.
I feel the same way. I feel like you could have explained it to him, especially as he got older. This is why we had to do what we do. Because if he lived in Wakanda and grew up and got all of that, the love and support that he definitely needed, I think, like you said, he wouldn't have forgiven it. He wouldn't have forgiven right away, but he would have understood at some point had they explained it to him and shown him a different way of living. And it was terrible that he didn't get to see what Wakanda was until, he was already consumed at that point. He didn't care.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just that's what's frustrating about it too, is that like things, and of course it's a movie, and we know it's just gonna go whichever way it's gonna
Right.
go, but it's fun to think about, and it's just like, but y'all brought it on yourself, it
Yeah.
partially by hiding, trying to hide this thing, and then also by not trying to find a way to open yourselves to the world, that you don't have to do it by like how T'Challa does it at the very end of the movie too. I think that in a lot of ways that's the wrong way as well. You can, I mean, not in the terms of him opening up the center and everything like that, that part was great, but him going to the UN and going, hey, here's what we got,
Right.
we want to share it with the world. And it's like, okay, but do it slowly, roll it out, like let people know a little bit by little bit without throwing on the
Giving
whole
them the
load,
whole thing, yeah.
because we see the consequences of that in the next movie.
And Wakanda
And so,
forever. Exactly. And the other thing too, I was gonna say was that it all could have been handled differently. And like you said, and we know it's a movie, we know that. But
right.
when you have those secrets and you have those things that somebody should have known. I mean, even his mother didn't know. His mother didn't even
Yeah.
know. How do you keep that from your wife? I
Right.
don't I'm sorry, I've been married too long. I'm just like, how do you keep that from your wife for that long and her not know?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. No, it's just weird. It's just like, yeah, you're setting yourself up for that failure, when that check comes calling. But yeah, I think that this is a fun movie. It's got a lot to say. It's got great performances. Now, I will say one of the bad things about it is sometimes the digital effects are kind of especially during the fight sequence between him and Killmonger at the
Oh,
end
when there
with
were
the
the
trains.
yeah, that does look a little hokey. I will give you that.
Yeah.
But it
Yeah.
still looks better than the CGI we saw in Blade 2. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah,
I will take that
absolutely.
over that any day.
Absolutely.
I think we just like totally raved over that movie when we were talking about, but I mean,
Yeah.
it does look a little, I don't want to say janky, but it does look a little odd, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's
Yeah.
okay. I can handle that. I can take that.
It's a it's I think that's what's outside of that, I think otherwise, like, it's there's so much fun in this. One of the only gripes I have too is that they kill off Claw.
So
And
fast. Yeah.
yeah, he's such a, like, we only see him in this and Age of Ultron, and
He
I
was
feel like
so
we
much
barely
fun
had any time with him. Yeah, he was
in
a
this one,
fun villain.
especially. He was just having so much fun doing what he was doing. And you know, like when he's in the club and then all the money goes over and he's like, I made it rain, you know, and he's
Yeah.
talking about a hip hop tape. And I'm like, what are
Yeah.
you talking about? He was really enjoying this. And I wish we could have, I agree. I wish we had caught a little bit more. He was just
Yeah,
way too
absolutely.
much fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's what always frustrates me too, is when a good villain like that dies, they kill him off early like that, and I'm just like, yeah, man, you guys wasted that opportunity. Like, don't get me wrong, Claw in the comic books is kind of a not great villain. But I think that the way they had him portrayed in the MCU was so much better and more interesting. And so it would have been fun to, keep him as a thorn in the Black Panther's side. So,
Yeah, I wouldn't have mind him just kind of popping up, you know, that would have been
yeah.
kind of neat.
Yeah, just always managing to get away just barely or something,
Of
you know.
course.
So, and that's why I think they need to start doing things like that a little bit more in the MCU, is just letting the villain get away, taking, obviously, taking their lumps and, having to abandon whatever their current ploy is, but let them get away so that way we're
Just let
not
them pop
killing
up
these
every
villains.
now and
Yeah,
then.
and so they
We've
come
had
back
this
again.
discussion before. They have these
I know,
really great
I
villains and they just
know.
dispatch them so quickly. And we'd like,
So
what? That's
annoying.
all we get?
And you see when it works really well, like Loki. When you get a when you gr get a good fun villain like Loki, and you don't kill him right away, and you just take him into custody or something else, and you let
Right.
him get away, then he comes back, and it's more interesting when he comes back, and oh God, it's Loki again,
He's trying it
so
again. Yeah, let's see what
yeah,
he's going to do now.
so it's just like, and they did that with they've kind of done that with what's his name, Batroc or Batroc, in Captain America Winter Soldier, and then again later in the Falcon and Winter Soldier. So, they took him into custody, he got out, he he's doing bad things again.
He's actually
And
a
so,
fun villain. I love watching
yeah,
him.
I wish he was more fun in the show as he is in the comic books. He's much more fun in the comic books.
Really?
Oh, he's much more flamboyant and fun in the comic books.
Huh. I
Yeah.
might have to check that out. I really do
Yeah.
like him on the show, but now that you said that, my interest is piqued. I gotta
Yeah.
check that out.
Look up Batroc the Leaper. He's much more fun. He's very flamboyant. It's definitely a more fun character, I think, in my opinion. But yeah. Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of what else we haven't mentioned in terms of everything.
Well, I can tell you one of the things that really had
Yeah.
me jumping out of my seat was the fact that we had all of these women who were kicking so much ass. Like
Yeah.
like there's a reason why he has female guards, because these ladies were the baddest ones ever. And I
Yeah.
love the intro, you know, when we get to see when they're in the apartment and it's King T'Chaka's, I can't remember his dad's name. I always fuck it up. But anyway,
Yes, T'Chaka.
thank you. When he shows up with the guards and you know, the guy looks at the people and he's like, oh yeah, some Grace Jones looking chick. I just love that. I was like, oh my God, that lady is going to hurt you. And he's like, yeah, you might want to let her in. She's not going to knock again.
Yeah, they're not gonna knock twice. Yeah.
And I thought that was so funny because, you know, they're very fierce guards. And, you know,
Yeah.
typically to have female guards, that to me was like, that says everything, because that means Wakandans don't play around. Like like these women, they don't even need a man to take you out. These women will take you out. That's it. And then, you know, we also get Lupita's character, and she's really good at what she does. You know, she was already on a
Yes.
mission when we encounter her. So, you know, she's not by any means a wallflower waiting for him to rescue her. She's the one out there doing all of the stuff. You know, it's cute, and you know, it's nice to see them being so empowered and doing all of these things and fighting all of these men. And it, you know, the fight scenes in this were unbelievable. Like I
Yeah.
couldn't take my eyes off of everything that was going on. It was crazy.
Yeah, no, I thought that that was really cool that they had that, like the big battle, between the two tribes, between the Dora Milaje and the border tribe, and you know it was just it's like, and it just shows like that you know there was that difference in opinion, and that like you know even in this great society that had moved on from a lot of that other stuff, that still there would be issues.
A lot of
And
issues, a
it's,
lot of animosity, and a lot of hidden anger. You know, like he was
yeah.
angry that T'Challa didn't bring Claw back, and then of course here we have Eric bringing the very thing that he wanted. You know,
Right.
and I mean, I understand it, but you know, like we were already talking about, the very first thing he's doing is he's already taking over Wakanda, because there's already kind of
It's
a
already a faction
divide.
of people in there. Yeah,
Right.
there's already a divide. Yeah,
He's
and he's
displaying
just using that
them.
divide to wreck the
Exactly.
country already. Like, he doesn't care. He doesn't care that he's wrecking all these people's lives, and that he's destroying the country
Right,
from
because he's
within.
already coming from a broken part. He's already coming
Yeah.
as a broken spirit as it is. So to him, this is nothing. He doesn't know these people. He's not attached to them. You know, that was one of the things that really irritated me, and it was like, you know, you're supposed to be this unified front, but you're not. Even when he comes there and he wants to challenge him for, you know, in combat, and then the elders, these are people that sit on your council, and they're like, well, no, he's got his right to combat. And I'm like, you don't even know this man. Like, literally,
Yeah.
you know him from nothing. And I know he's got the tattoo on the inside of his lip, and I get that, but why? Why would you just be tradition or not? You really got to think about this.
Right.
And of course, by the
Yeah.
time he gets there, he's already hungry and angry, and you know, he's gonna win. There was no way he wasn't gonna win, because he was already ready for this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing too, is like you have somebody coming in, and yes, he has a claim to, I think, certain aspects of his culture at that point. But to me, it's like, but you weren't part of the culture. Yes, you can come in and you can live as part of this culture for a bit, understand it more,
And
and
learn
then
it.
maybe we'll
Yeah.
give you the shot,
And
you
then
know.
we'll give
But
you the
until that
challenge.
point, no, you know, so.
And let us learn about you. What have you done?
Yeah,
You know, is this somebody
exactly.
that you would even want sitting in that seat? You know, that part already pissed me off. I know it's a movie. Before
Right.
anybody comes at me, I know it's a movie. It's just, you know, sometimes you see stuff and you're like, that makes no goddamn sense. Why would you do this?
Right. Yeah. No, I get it, and I agree with you. I think that's one of those aspects of the movie that I think people are meant to do that. You're meant to go, wait a minute, why are you guys just kowtowing to this guy and letting him, have this moment, just because you guys are feel shame about that thing. You didn't do that. You didn't cause that.
Right.
That was a choice that the former king made. That doesn't mean the sins of that king are now visited
It's not
upon you
going to
because
rest
you
on him.
choose. Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly. So, and that's even what, and even that's what T'Challa said. I didn't do that. That was my father. What he did was wrong. Yes, but that doesn't mean that I have to pay for his sins.
Right.
And some, and that's, they obviously, the elders and everybody decided against that, the council or whatever, and they let him take a shot. But
I did really like the fact that when he was taking the herb plant, I think the second time, and then he sees his father and all of the ancestors, and
Yes.
he says just that, this was something. Why did you leave him? This is now I gotta, basically I gotta deal with this shit because you fucked
Yeah.
up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like what the hell? That is one thing I did want to say. I love the fact that they showed the ancestral plane. That is something growing up in where I did in the South. This is gonna sound weird to anybody who is not Southern, but if you were part of the church and I was for a very short while. We've already had our religious talk. I'm not getting into that. But if you were a part of the church, there was this one thing, and I'm telling some black secrets here. Boy, I hope they don't revoke my black card. But being part of the church, you're still part of African culture. So my grandparents grew up on an island, a sea island, which isn't unusual, not to get into the whole slavery thing, but people brought here.
Right.
So you would have to, when you were a certain age, you would go out, and there was this practice called seeking, and you would go out, and they would take you out in the middle of the night, and you would go to a tree, and you would pray to this tree, and then if the ancestor talked to you, then they would tell you, like, not your future, but what you were destined for, and how you need to be, and they would give you all of this guidance. So when I saw this in the movie, I was like, holy shit, this is kind of like,
Yeah.
sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but I was just like, holy shit, this is actually like seeking because, they give you the herb and you kind of go into this trance, but, they don't give
Right.
you an herb in church, but it was very similar. You have the
Right, right.
ancestral plane talk to you. And I thought, geez, that is definitely rooted in some blackness. Like, he wasn't playing when he came with this movie because I can guarantee you there's probably a few people that were like, holy shit, that really does sound a lot like what I'm accustomed to. Just a
Yeah.
little black trivia for you. That's all I'm just
No,
throwing that
that's
out there.
fascinating. I enjoyed that. That's cool. I love learning
Yeah.
about new I love learning new stuff about cultures that aren't my own. Because I mean, being a
Yeah.
white guy, I don't have much culture. So
And I was toying with an idea of writing a horror story, a short story about that, but
Oh.
I don't know. I never picked it up again. So maybe it's time for me to, maybe that's a sign for me to pick it up and do something with
There you
it. But
go.
anyway,
That'd be very cool.
we have anything more to say about Black Panther? I feel like I'm going into the black territory.
I think I've mostly said what I wanted to say. I don't think there's anything I can say more about it. Just I really enjoy the movie. I think it's one of the better movies. I would have loved to have seen Chadwick Boseman in more. Obviously, it would have been great
Right.
seeing him in more. I'm glad that we got what we got
Right.
with him. And as much as I really enjoyed Wakanda Forever, I don't know if we need much more without him. I'm not saying that we shouldn't see more of that culture and that and those and those characters. I think it's going to be so hard. I mean, I know Wakanda Forever did well, so I'm glad for that. And so maybe we'll get more. That'll be cool. But if we don't, I kind of like that we got what we got. And
I
that,
mean, I can
it's just this,
understand that. Yeah,
yeah.
just kind
I mean,
of,
I want, yeah, I want more, but I just like if we don't get more, I like that we had what we had, especially with Chadwick Boseman. So, but yeah, it's just, it's so tied to him. It feels weird to go on without him.
I think
Even
so
with
too. It
what they did
feels.
with Wakanda Forever, it just, there was still something, there was still him missing from
There
everything
was that
about it.
missing. Yep.
Yeah.
The heart of it was missing. I mean, and
Yeah.
everybody was wonderful in
They
that
did the best
movie.
they could for it. Yeah. And they did
But
great.
you,
They did absolutely great with it.
they did. But you really do feel that presence is
Yeah.
not there. And I know that it had to be incredibly difficult for them
For all of them, yeah, because
to
they were a
film
family
that
by that
and
point.
yeah
Yeah.
and to feel his presence there and to miss his presence there. I can
Yeah.
only imagine, but I know it probably made them stronger too as
Yeah.
a crew and as a whole,
So I
to
will look
try and
forward to
carry it on.
anything they do. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
me
Sorry, I didn't mean
too.
to interrupt, but
No,
yeah.
you're fine.
But yeah, I'll look forward to anything they do get to do in the future with it. That will be cool. But yeah, here's hoping they do something with it at least. You know, it'd be interesting to see what they can do with it.
Yeah, it's been nice seeing the various characters, like
Yeah.
just seeing especially on Falcon and the Winter Soldier, where they had
Yeah.
the guards show up there. And I think
All right.
I can't remember Kurt Russell's kid's name. He was playing the
Wyatt Russell, yeah.
he was playing the not the
John
new
Walker.
captain. Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember his name. And he was putting his hand on one of them, and Bucky was just like giving him this look like, oh man, you fucked up.
Yeah.
And then he just gets his ass handed to him. And I think like later on he's like, they weren't even super soldiers. And I thought, oh no, they're not.
Nope.
He was just
They are the
crushed. I
Dora
felt,
Milaje. They will
oh
kick
yeah,
your
Dora
ass.
Milaje don't play. They do not
Oh,
play. And it
yeah.
was very fun to watch that. So it's nice to see them pop up,
Oh,
here
yeah,
and
definitely.
there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that they did that too, because, you know, Bucky, you know, was part of their world a little bit for a little while. And then
Yeah, so he was
we get to see
fully
him be
aware
part
of
of
what
his
they were
world.
capable of,
Yeah.
and he was trying to warn you, like, that's not a
Yeah.
good move. You do not want to touch her.
Exactly. All right. Well, I am done. If you're done, we
Yeah,
can
I
just
think
let
so.
people know where they can find you online.
So I am pretty much everywhere except for Discord because I'm never there, but
You're not yet on Blue
Twitter.
Sky either. We got to get you on Blue Sky now
I'm
too.
getting on Blue Sky. I'm going to get on Blue Sky. I'm going to do that this weekend, I promise.
Okay.
So Blue
I got an
Sky, I'll be
invite
on Blue
for you.
Sky. Oh, thank you. So I'll be on Blue Sky now, Discord, but really you can catch me at Twitter and Instagram, Donna_the_dead, and I have a podcast, so you can come and visit me and listen to me ramble like I did here.
Absolutely. Go listen to her podcast. It's great. I
Aw,
enjoy it
thanks.
very much.
Thank you. I enjoy yours. That's
Yeah.
why I listen
Thank you.
twice a week.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear when anybody likes and enjoys it. So that's awesome.
Everybody likes it. Shut up.
Oh, whatever. But yes, thank you for joining me again. You will be back very soon, in fact.
You
So
always make it sound like a threat when you say
it is a threat. It's a
that.
threat to my audience.
You should just go
She's coming
mwahaha while
back.
you're doing it. Oh, there it is. But yes, I will be back very soon.
Very soon. All right. Thanks again to Donna for joining me. On Monday, the first episode in a four-part series on the Chucky movies begins. Katrina returns to the show to talk about the first Child's Play movie and the remake. On Friday, it's my 100th episode, and both Donna and Katrina are my guests for this special surprise episode. Don't miss it. Thanks for listening. Creepy and Geeky is a part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. Please check out morbidlybeautiful.com/podcasts for more great shows. If you like what you've heard, please consider giving the show 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, please share the podcast on social media to help spread the word. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or at creepyandgeeky.com. Music for the podcast is Gratitude, composed by Jerry Smith. You can follow the podcast on social media at Creepy and Geeky on both Twitter and Instagram. If you'd like to follow me, I'm GeekThulu on Twitter and Blue Sky, and Geek.Thulu on Instagram. You can support the podcast by ordering teas and more on TeePublic or by donating to the coffee page. All of the links are in the show notes. Finally, don't forget, stay creepy.